In today's episode, we discuss the time Corey almost lost his nipple. We plan out my beautiful funeral. We talk about the moment I became woke. And we list things we wouldn't want to find in our assholes. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor. They are somebody that you know and love. It's Audible.com. We love them because they make the podcast completely free for you guys. I wouldn't want to make you pay for this, so if you like not paying for the podcast, it's because of Audible. Use audiblepodcast.com/besties to get your first audiobook from them for free. Over 180,000 downloadable titles. We'll talk a little bit more about them later in the episode, but thanks, Audible.
Are we rolling?
I'm rolling.
I'm on ecstasy. I'm rolling right now.
Are you rolling?
Corey goes, are we rolling?
I was just going to interrupt you because I was going to be like, don't say.
Is that what they say?
I was going to say, don't say good morning because sometimes it's not morning when people listen.
I don't give a fuck.
Wow. What else do you not give a fuck about?
Oh, I love this game. I don't give a fuck about you. Is that no? I wasn't going for the lyric. I was actually talking about you.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck about high quality ham. I don't give a fuck about Gonzo's crooked nose up my ass.
Why does it always go back to Gonzi?
I don't give a Gonzi.
That's what my nickname is
that
for.
When Bay. Gandhi and Gonzo fuck, Gonzo and Gandhi fucking. Thoughts.
Gonzi. I ship it. Gonzi.
Oh, that's their ship name?
Love between a man and a Muppet. It's whatever.
Okay, so we got to talk about the Muppets.
No, we don't.
I'm not caught up, so we can't talk about the Muppets.
No. You don't. No, you can't talk about
things that you don't give a fuck about. Go.
Oh, the first thing that came to mind was broccoli.
Oh, my God. I had broccolini last night.
How was it?
Now, you know what a broccolini is?
It's that long, long string, broccoli.
Long.
It's not
me.
Usually broccoli is pretty girthy. Broccolini?
Not so girthy.
Mini.
You know what they say.
If I ever had an interview of broccolini, I would say, where's the girth?
Jesus Christ.
And then they would say, it's still in the earth.
Oh my God.
Maybe when they're being grown.
I really need you to calm down.
They leave a little bit of their girth in the earth.
Did you see The Martian yet?
No.
Jeez, I can't talk about anything with you. So, yeah, I had broccolini. I was on the roof of a building. And
did you raise the roof?
Can I tell you a story?
Have you ever raised the roof on a roof?
Tell
the truth.
While I was on roofies?
Well, whatever.
And manning a booth? It was a little uncouth.
Well, did you have a poof?
Kind of poof. You know, I think in the UK they call gay people poofs.
Okay. Poof. Well, if there's any UK listeners,
anyway,
feel free to tell Tyler he's wrong.
What do you call the thing you wash your body with?
A loofah.
Oh.
I once.
For some reason, I thought it was a poofah.
Sit tight, then listen.
Okay.
For
how
once.
How tight do I gotta be?
Well, knowing you, you're probably gonna sit loose.
Okay.
I once had a loofah.
Stuck up your hoofah?
No. And it scratched my nipple to the point where I thought it was like, you know when you, like, cut yourself when you're not looking, but you're like, ow. Like, I scratched my nipple with a loofah, and I didn't look because I was like, my nipple's got to be hanging off by,
oh,
like, a thread
my
right
God.
Now. Truly, I had the littlest cut ever.
So, like, your nipple was kind of like my fan.
It was just dangling, yeah.
Dangling.
Yes, yes.
So, Corey, I got to ask.
Okay.
When you stub your toe when you're alone in your apartment, do you yell? Do you scream?
I absolutely do. You know I got that. Have you noticed how my shower is like high?
I've never gotten into your shower.
I know you haven't, but when you've used my restroom.
It's weird that we're telling everyone that I specifically haven't gotten into your shower as if we're
It's like we're trying to set this up. Yeah, I think it was. I don't
can't
ship
we're in love,
you in my shower.
Tori.
Tower.
Why are you making it about me and your shower and not me and you?
Because love is kind. Love is patient. Love a shower. So sometimes...
Fuck! You know what I don't give a fuck about? Baths! Who the fuck... And I feel like I get into this a lot.
You're passionate about baths. No bones, no beaks, no baths.
I do not like bones in my chicken. I do not like beaks in my nuggets. And I do not like baths in my bath.
But you like bath bombs? Explain yourself.
I'm an artiste. I like expression. Have you ever seen Starry Night?
Yeah.
Now there's a bath bomb that makes your bath look like a starry night.
No.
Maybe not.
I was like, there's a shower curtain that makes your shower look like Starry Night.
Anywho's,
I'm sure of it.
I am not about the bath life. If you are about
That bath life.
To fill up your bathtub with a whole bunch of water, A, wasteful maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
B, you better have fucking scrubbed that tub.
Yeah.
That's grody-lish.
Yes.
And then you're about to get in, and you're already disgusting and gross, and you're about to wash yourself, and then you're stewing in your own filth.
The bath was invented before the shower.
Okay, but also I have to remember many people probably use the bath and that's all they have. So
my dad would, no, I was going to say my dad used to, he had four siblings and the five of them would all have to
take a bath.
They'd have a bath one after another. And then they all had to take a bath one after the other after the other. It's like conserve water.
In a wooden pail?
No. And then they all had to share one towel.
Oh,
I don't know if this story is true, but you know when parents say things?
So I was recently home and I was asking my parents about, you know how apparently I think I've made up half of my life.
You have.
Well, I wanted to fact check some things that I recently thought about. So I go to my mom, I go, do you remember how all of us kids had different color towels? And I had to only use the yellow towels. That was my assigned color. She goes, you made that up. I was like, there's no way that I used a yellow towel every time, Cody used a red towel every time, Travis used a blue towel every time,
wow.
Jana used a green towel. I remember this, like...
Yeah.
And my mom acts like I was some type of idiot.
Well, my brothers and I had a recent argument about the same thing, because my grandma once bought us all suitcases.
Grandma who?
My grandma Nancy, that's on my mom's side. She bought us all luggage for Christmas one year. And
that's
my
a pretty good gift.
Oldest brother, Jason, loves the color blue to the point of when he was here visiting in L.A., he was literally wearing blue shorts, a blue shirt, a blue hoodie, glasses with blue on the, like,
we get
earpiece.
It.
Blue's his color. He had a stuffed animal elephant growing up named Bluey.
I guess I hate it. Blue's my least favorite color, and you're wearing it today, and it's a great look, but not for me.
I had an elephant named Pinky, if you were wondering, because it was pink.
I didn't.
Anyways, so my grandma bought us all those suitcases, and two of them were blue. One was a third color, and she didn't assign.
What
she just
was
the
third
like,
color? I'm on the edge of my
seat. It's an argument between red or gray. We don't know. The point of the story is my brother, Jason, didn't have a blue suitcase, and Jordy and I didn't. We're all like, so you're telling me the kid who loves blue.
What's the argument?
It's like when we were kids growing up, whether you remember certain things. I'm saying Jordy and I had blue suitcases, and Jason loves blue.
I'm going to settle this once and for all. You want to know? If I were Judge Judy and y'all came to my fucking court,
you would burn all of our suitcases.
First, I would say, present the suitcases.
Okay.
Then I would piss on them.
Whoa.
Then I, yeah.
These are nice suitcases.
And then I would throw the gavel at your face. And then I say, you guys are fucking idiots and annoying, and also, follow me on Twitter.
Wow. And that's how Tyler sees it.
And that's how Tyler sees it.
Weird. So you hate suitcases. You just bought a new suitcase.
I did just buy a new suitcase. Oh my God! You know what I forgot is in my new suitcase?
What?
Well, when we went to Target, I got a new suitcase, and I also got hand soap. Now, I did not want to pay the extra 10 cents for a bag for my hand soap. So I threw that hand soap in my luggage, wheeled it home, and now, a week later, I'm thinking, fuck, I got hand soap I didn't even know existed.
So what you've been saying is you haven't washed your hands in days. You've heard it first, kids.
No.
Don't shake his hand.
No. I will say.
Don't kiss his knuckles.
I will run to my kitchen to wash my hands if I need to.
You got that. You got dishwashing soap in there?
No. I've got hand soap in my kitchen.
That's weird.
It's
you
honey,
yelled at me once for not having the hand soap in the kitchen.
I love it.
I added some since you yelled
at me. It's good because it keeps your hands moisturized.
Wow.
You know, Dove is a great product that I recommend for anybody. Speaking of which, we have a great sponsor today. It's Dove. It's Dove. I'm a magician. Look at it fly through my out of my hands.
I would snap that Dove's neck. Fry it.
What if I just pulled out a Dove out of my iced
asshole?
Red eye. My iced asshole.
Yes.
Have you ever iced your asshole? What would happen?
I saw this video the other day of somebody
sleeping.
Someone was sleeping, and then they were like laying there, and someone shook up a champagne bottle and opened the cork into the person's asshole. Not like into it, but like they made
like
it
that
shoot.
Takes some wiggle and jiggle and gotta get it in
at the person's asshole, and the person all jumped up
as if their asshole was ripped off
or something.
I need to fact check a couple things on this story.
I did only use yellow towels or blue suitcases growing up.
Shut the fuck up. So he's laying there,
yeah,
ass spread open.
Face down.
Face down, ass up. Just like me in my coffin at my funeral.
So it's like a belly sleeper. Classic belly sleeper.
Are you a belly sleeper?
Never.
I have to be now.
Why?
Because if
because you want someone to shoot your asshole.
I want somebody to shoot
champagne cork.
I just really want to be corked.
Yeah.
No, I, because you know I get sleep paralysis if I lay any other way. It's a thing. If you lay on your back, you get sleep paralysis more often.
No, I think by telling everyone that you get sleep paralysis and putting it out into the world,
okay,
you're just
whatever.
Giving yourself more sleep paralysis.
So now I sleep ass up, trying to get that cork.
Trying to squeak a leak in the cork.
I don't want to squeak a leak. That's why I cork it.
Oh, okay.
So he's got his ass spread so somebody can
Not
hit his asshole.
Spread, no, okay. So it's, you know how I feel about prank videos. They're all fake. Wow. I'm going to go out there and say it. And so this person's just like laying on their stomach sleeping, and then someone sneaks up behind him, shoots him in the asshole with a cork.
Okay,
and then
stop saying asshole unless that butt is spread. Can you see the butthole?
No, because it's not a bare ass.
Bare ass?
It's not. It's like a guy. He's got like
hairy?
Boxer briefs.
Oh. Hmm.
And they're loose because you know it was like baggy
a bro,
loose.
A straight
yeah, because they're the only ones who play pranks.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Gay people are too busy changing the world for pranks.
Mm. Sometimes I scare you,
yeah,
but I don't tape it because that's a real
prank. Question your sexuality.
Yeah. So then he shoots him in the asshole with the cork.
That sounds not so straight.
And then he's like, ow, my butthole.
Oh, I guess I hate. You know what you need?
If someone did that to you, the cork would be gone.
It'd be coming out my mouth.
It'd be lost for years.
It would travel all 8 miles of my long intestine.
It'd be in your outer spaces.
Oh, God.
Or your inner spaces.
No, it'd be out. Okay, before we get into anything else, we gotta give love to our sponsor, and that is Audible.com. They're the leading provider of audiobooks with over 180,000 downloadable titles. Whoa, that's so many books you can listen to, whether you're at the gym, or on your way to school, or just sitting alone staring at your wall. A great way to pass the time is listening to an audiobook. And if I were going to recommend a book that you wouldn't hear me stumbling over my words during, I would definitely recommend Binge. It's my new book. I spent 3 days recording the audiobook. It's not 3 days long of listening, but it took 3 days for me to do it because it was a process. But if you want to use audiblepodcast.com/besties, you can get your first book free. But like I said, I recommend my own book because I can. Why not? It's great. How amazing is it? Well, you tell me. Go download it with audiblepodcast.com/besties and let me know what you think. Tweet me while you listen to it. I want to know what you think of it. And if you already got the physical book, I would definitely also recommend getting the audiobook because there's a whole bunch of fun little things sprinkled throughout just for my Audible listeners. So go get that. audiblepodcast.com/besties. Your first book is free.
Yeah.
Now, Corey.
Okay.
Are you afraid / terrified of somebody ripping open your belly button?
No. Yeah, okay, I am.
Yeah, so am I.
I think, have we discussed this
before?
Yeah,
for sure. I just, you know, I'm just thinking about a cork.
Weren't you like, isn't your belly button just essentially a knot that keeps our entire existence together?
Yeah, it's kind of like,
how skeleton, we're just a bag of bones. Your anatomy is your, like,
you know, they often call my thought process Tyler's Anatomy. It's like its own little TV show, 7 seasons in. Lots of death.
Well, there's more than 7 seasons, so.
Of Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
Was I talking about Grey's Anatomy?
No, but
I
got you there, didn't I?
How many seasons of Judge Judy have there been?
Oh, I don't even know.
You know, Corey's a Judge Judy apologist. I feel like if Judge Judy were to.
Apologist? What does that even mean?
You will let her get away with anything. If
no,
she killed a man,
no,
you would still
so
be like,
you do you know how many episodes she's done that I've been like, oh, Judge Judy got it wrong.
Wow. Ooh. You know what? I think you need a Judge Judy podcast.
I should and have her on it.
No.
Oh.
I think you watch
episode.
An episode every day or you have it on while you're recording and you talk through it over it.
Yeah.
I think that would be, there's nothing that would be less
I think
that
would
than
be
that.
Thrilling.
Yeah.
I think it would be so.
You know, there's people that do podcasts about TV shows, and they do a weekly podcast about what they thought of that episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to do that, starting with season one
what if somebody
of Grey's
did that?
Anatomy.
What if somebody did that with Psychobabble?
Oh, my God.
What a fucking mess. It's already too
I'm
much
gonna
to handle
do that.
Just this.
I'm going
to
do that.
Oh, you're going to do an after
I'm
show?
I'm going to go to
the after show.
And it's going to be called, it's going to be like a pop-up video.
What?
There's going to be little pops. Yeah. It's going to be me eating popcorn.
And popping corks up my ass. I can't believe it.
You're going to need to hire someone for that.
So there we were in your shower, popping corks. So wait, we were talking about your shower for a reason. So it's got a ledge or something?
It's tall. You asked me if I ever say, ouch,
oh my
when
God.
I stub a toe.
Yesterday, I thought I was a lot higher up than I currently am.
Higher, like,
yesterday.
Physically or, physically. Like, mentally?
So we were in your apartment, and I was sitting there looking out the window. I was like, dang, we're high up. But then I stood up and looked out the window, and I was like, we're not so high up.
And you're like,
then,
I could jump out this window
No. So that was the first time.
Wow.
And then yesterday, last night, I was on the roof of a place.
Of a roof?
I was on the roof eating dinner, and I thought, wow, we're on the roof. And then I looked over the roof ledge, weren't so high up. So I guess my question is,
Have you ever been low but thought you were high?
No, I guess I just don't have depth perception.
Oh, good.
Which is great for us.
I think that's why you have...
Which is why I avoided Frisbee growing up.
Really?
Yeah. All my brothers would toss things to each other.
Now...
And my dad would always say, when you're older, you're going to really regret not practicing this when you go off to college and everybody's throwing a Frisbee.
I was like, how old are you talking? Like, what do 80-year-olds need depth perception
No,
for?
My dad was always like, everybody in college is throwing Frisbees. You're going to be sitting on the sidelines having no friends. And then I went to college, never had an opportunity to throw a Frisbee.
And you also had no friends.
And I also had no friends. Great.
Wow, so you really enjoyed your time at Michigan State.
I don't remember it.
At all?
Know this. I don't remember anything about anything.
I mean, well, you
Corey,
do.
On the way to the podcast this morning, Corey is talking about, now remember that episode we did about hands? And is it out yet?
No.
By the way, as of this episode coming out?
No.
Well, allegedly, we recorded an episode about hands. And I go, huh? I wasn't there for that episode. Were you recording episodes without me?
Yeah, actually.
You're thinking of the after show.
I did. I killed you. Mm-hmm. I've now traveled time.
Would you do an episode with my ghost?
Yeah, as long as I could shoot corks through its asshole. Now, if you were a ghost.
Yeah, I love it already.
Do you think you would look like
a
shadow version of yourself or like,
no,
like a ghost emoji?
Fucking idiot.
I know, but would you look like an invisible version of you or would you look like a ghost?
Or maybe I would be kind of like a ghoul.
What is a ghoul? Tell me.
Have you ever seen Ghastly, the Pokemon?
No.
Like kind of a circle.
I'm picturing, what's the mime Pokemon?
Mr. Mime?
No, okay, isn't there like a...
Its name was Mr. Mime.
Is there like a one that's like a purple sludge puddle or something?
Muck.
Yeah. So he's not ghastly.
No, but they both dabble in the dark arts.
I guess I'm going to have to look up Ghastly.
Ghastly?
Ghastly looks like a cannonball with fire around it.
Yeah, bitch.
Is that what you would be?
It's ghouly fire. Anyway, if you died right now. It was like a video game screen. Oh, my God. On the walk home from your apartment today?
Mm-hmm.
Or yesterday? I was like, what if this is all a video game? And I was thinking, how many people on the earth are thinking that this might be a video game? What if it's all a video game? What if you're a character? Somebody's playing. And then I did something.
Ain't nobody playing me,
bitch. You
want to
know something? And then I did something that I was like, nobody controlling me could make me do this right now. So I tapped my thigh, and I was like, do you think somebody pushed A and made me tap my thigh?
I think you're too far.
This is all that all happened on my walk home yesterday.
I think you're too far into the Matrix right now.
Player one, if you're listening.
The funny thing is, we don't live.
Thanks for making this podcast great.
Let's say the walk from your place to my place isn't that long, and you somehow stubbed your toe, thought about a video game, and also made a Snapchat. I saw it.
I did make a Snapchat. The Snapchat happened after I realized I was a video game character.
Weird. And you were like, wow, they're so making
I was
Snapchat.
I was like,
what if it's like, what if real life is Sims?
And two people, that's what I was thinking. And then I started looking at the bricks, and I was like, whoever designed this is pretty good.
Got that Sim City shit.
And then a couple walked by me, and I was like, I wonder if they're aware, too. This all happened on the walk
home.
God,
you sound so woke.
Stay woke.
So you
what were we talking about?
Ghastly ghouls.
Oh yeah. So say you die right now, and it's like a video game screen. It says, "Do you want to become a ghost? Yes, no." What would you push?
What does the no mean? I don't know. If I push no, then the game over screen. Like
you don't know what happens at no. You don't know what happens at no.
This ain't no choose your own adventure.
What if it were? What if I am?
Weird.
What if we're both video game characters and we somehow got to meet each other? Oh my God, Corey, can we talk about how in sync we were the other day?
So in sync.
Talk about it.
So there you were.
We were at Target.
Talking about your brand new red Keurig.
Oh my God, yes!
And I said, I bought a brand new red George Foreman grill.
And I looked at Corey, I go, oh my God! We both bought red appliances today?
And I would never buy a red appliance. It was just
I thought the same thing. I was looking for a grayscale.
They had only 3 George Foreman grills. Small, which was like not even big enough to cook a chicken. Medium, which is what I wanted, but they only had it in red. And then large, like I'm going to fucking cook 18 hot dogs and 9 hamburgers for one party.
Okay.
That would be a party.
So you got the red one.
So I got the red one.
Well, what had happened to me was I tried to clean my Keurig. Couldn't figure it out. And then, lo and behold...
Don't they got a little cleaning pod?
I tried everything. And then
I would love to know what you've tried to clean it.
I got bottles of cleaner. I scrub-a-dubbed.
Why did it need to be cleaned?
Listen, because I feel like you're supposed to clean your Keurig every once in a while.
Well,
anyway,
that's exactly why I don't drink coffee.
So
every one less headache.
Every coffee after that tasted just like soap.
Well, yeah.
And I know this because when I used to swear when I was little, my mom would wash my mouth out with soap.
What kind of soap would you use? Like a hand soap pump or like a bar?
I would have to chew the bar.
Chew it.
Yes! Bite marks out of the bar.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, which I feel like...
Maybe that's why you're so dumb.
When I come back as a ghost, I'm really going to fuck her up about that.
You're going to like...
Going to fucking stuff her mouth with a fucking soap.
Weird.
Listen, bitch.
Would you do that to your kids?
Sorry, Mom, I called you a bitch
lick,
just now.
Lick
I love
this
you.
Bar of soap.
No.
You
no,
wouldn't.
I'm not weird. I guess I think that's weird. Anyway, so I bought my... I had to get a new Keurig, and it was red.
Wow.
And then what was the other time that we were in sync?
Well, we were both, like, at Target, and we were looking at this, like, cute stuff.
We were looking at pumpkin decals.
Were we?
We were looking at pumpkin decals, because there was a whole Halloween section... And we were looking at different ways you can decorate a pumpkin. And there were all these different options of what you could turn your pumpkin into a cat. You could turn your pumpkin into this, a Frankenstein, or that, or whatever. And I pick up one, and I look over, Corey picks up one,
and
we
simultaneously
turned them around
we say,
simultaneously.
These are so cute.
And then we turned them around and showed each other, and it was the same one!
Truly.
I
madly,
screamed.
Deeply.
I just feel like, Corey, we've got a lot.
And then you wouldn't even let me buy any Halloween candy.
I said you could.
And it was on sale.
Well, if you had, it would still be lost in my luggage. Not blue luggage.
Truly, truly, truly.
What are you up to? Can you hear this?
What?
I hope they included that ruffle.
What? Could you hear a little?
Of your snuffle.
That was me just crinkling some
having
leaves.
A little kerfuffle.
Crinkling some leaves to get that fall feeling.
What's your favorite fall emoji?
I don't think I've ever... The pumpkin.
Wow.
It counts, it counts, it counts.
You're the type to leave a pumpkin out up until December. You're
no,
the type to
no,
have your Christmas
no,
tree
no.
out in July.
So one time, there I was in high school, and girl Jordan...
What were you wearing? What, do you, what did
probably
you wear
like a hoodie and jeans. A lot of PacSun.
I can see it all.
Oh my God.
Did you wear baggy jeans?
Listen, everyone at my high school... Baggy, what do you mean like baggy?
Like
wide,
baggy,
like, wide leg?
Yes, like flowy. I would wear the
baggy
widest
like...
leg, and I have big, thick thighs.
No, no,
so
no.
So for it to be wide for me.
Like how wide? Because you know, like at my
like
school.
Like this big thigh. No joke. Big.
But it's kind of like a...
flowy.
But it's intentionally big, kind of like a bell-bottom. No,
I wore bell-bottom.
You know the ones they sold at Hot Topic? The Hot Topic ones that the kids would wear?
Skinny jeans.
No, okay, never mind. No, it was very wide leg.
Carpenter?
It was almost like a half a foot. 6 inches. No, I think it was a foot wide.
At the restaurant last night,
there was a lot of leg room.
Next to the urinal, there was a ruler, and it marked 6 inches and 12 inches. And I go...
For what?
And I was trying to figure out, because it didn't look like it was measured. It wasn't right. Anyway, I didn't try to use it. Anyway, what were you talking about?
So,
in high school,
girl Jordan and I say girl Jordan because I have like 800 friends named Jordan and a brother named Jordan. and one of them is a female, and Tyler always needs to know which Jordan I'm talking about. So I've just started calling her Girl Jordan, which a lot of her friends do. Anyways, we stole all of these pumpkins out of people's yards when I was like 16.
You did not.
Yeah, it was after Halloween. So we took all these pumpkins and filled my trunk with pumpkins.
Were they carved?
Some were, some weren't. Listen, I didn't know.
I got your trunk dirty.
Well, that's where I'm going.
The drama.
Well, because we left the pumpkins in there for so long that the trunk got full, and then we had to put the pumpkins in the back seat of the car.
Oh, my God.
And we were saving them to, like, smash them in people's driveways. I mean, we were real a-holes.
A-holes? We have the...
We were real a-holes at 16.
What is this?
Explicit.
We have the explicit. Say it.
A-hole. So we were rebels. We were rebels.
We were rebels?
I was going to say rebels. We were rebels.
Were you a, what's the Madonna called?
Virgins.
No. A true rebel or something? Or
what?
Oh, you had a rebel heart.
I had a rebel heart.
That's what her album is.
Yes, but I didn't rebel shart.
Well, thank God.
But I took the pumpkins. I smashed some of them. We had so many pumpkins.
Were any of them a little bit rebel tart?
I didn't eat the pumpkin.
Oh, did you play Rebel Mario Kart?
Okay, that's not a thing, but that sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
All the Mario bad guys.
I love it. Oh my God. Did you ever play Mario RPG?
No, was that?
Oh my God.
Wait, is that the one that was like Mario World?
No. It was like Final Fantasy VII.
No.
Yeah. But it was, and you play as, you had a party of three characters, and you could switch them out with them.
No.
And you would go around the world.
Mario version.
Yes, 100%. It was so fun.
What do you think about people who
say Bowser was an ally with you because there was a bigger villain.
Well, don't Bowser get was much friends, bigger than Bowser.
And the whole time Bowser was like, I hate you, Mario, but we gotta work together. And he was one of your playable characters.
Weird.
It was so fun. It was for like Nintendo.
Whoa.
Super Nintendo.
So which is it? Because I'm gonna go look it up
Super
and
Nintendo.
Buy it for
we
myself.
We should get it today. It's not two player. Can we start playing a two-player game?
Yeah, what do you want to play?
I
have a lot of games on my Wii, like the classic games.
Do you have like any fun two-player games? Like adventure games, two-player
Yeah,
adventure.
We could play Secret of Mana.
Sure. What are you doing today?
Oh my God, it's so fun.
Are you doing anything
There's
today?
A boy, a girl, and a sprite.
Great. I'm not joking. Let's spend our day playing video games.
We have to go shopping.
Well, we have to go shopping.
We have to eat lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah.
Do we have soup?
Oh, you want some more of Daddy's soup? Tell them that Daddy made that good soup.
Oh, my God. Well, firstly, it had a mushroom in it, which
I objected.
As a judge, if you presented that soup to the court, I would say, recess, or I don't know what people the judge says.
They say, get out of here. You're going to contempt.
I went to a football, my dad was like, what are you going to say? What are you going to cheer? Do you even know anything about football?
I gave you stats to talk about.
I said, Corey told me things to know about football. I said, we are 4-0. We have a great defense. Get in the zone, auto zone. Also.
Defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E, defense.
I said, what's that cheer my mom does?
Did you?
Not the puppet. Not the puppet. No.
Did you let them throw you in the air?
Oh, my God, no. You know I'm afraid of concussions.
Is that... You've got probably a permanent concussion.
I swear to God, there have been multiple times where I'm like, can't sleep today, got a concussion probably.
I think...
Because you know how you can't fall asleep with a concussion?
I think you... I really think you need a CAT scan.
I probably do. There's
Someday,
so much...
I are going to be like, he had 8 tumors in his brain.
Oh, my God, please don't ever put that out there. This is me knocking on wood.
Well, you said I'm allowed to have a sponsor at your funeral.
I would like a sponsor. Perhaps AutoZone.
No.
Get in the zone.
Wouldn't they're going to drive your casket in a race car?
Wouldn't hate it.
So do you want to be buried or cremated?
A little bit of both. I want you to take my beautiful soft hands.
Please give me which parts you'd like.
So, first and foremost, make gloves out of my hands. And I want all the people I've ever met are
compared to mine.
Bitch, squeeze. That's my way of saying, bitch, please, but also, bitch, squeeze in.
I think you've probably said that in the bedroom.
Me talking to a hamburger while laying in bed. Bitch, squeeze.
You talking to easy squeeze cheese while in the bedroom. Bitch, squeeze.
I hate Go-Gurt. What's your stance?
I love it.
Fuck you.
Do you like easy cheesy squeezy?
Who needs a tube of Go-Gurt?
Did you ever freeze it? That shit tastes like ice cream. So okay. You want to get Go-Gurt
in
video games.
Yeah, I know exactly what we're doing today.
Yeah. You've never frozen your Go-Gurt.
No. First of all, let me name three things
that are better frozen than solid.
Bananas.
And then you go.
Okay. Yeah, I love this.
I'm doing it first.
Okay, bananas.
Okay. Why would you take one of my answers?
Was that what you were saying?
Go-Gurt.
Yeah, okay. Are we going back and forth? Fireball whiskey. Go.
That you can't freeze that.
But I love it coming from a freezer. It's a little bit syrupy. Slides right down. Your asshole. You just, hey, you know how people
you
put a funnel in your asshole?
You made me completely blank on the second thing.
Hey, kids at home, I need to tell you something.
Don't ever let someone put a funnel in your asshole.
Right, because you never know what's coming next. Anything, they could pour anything in your butthole. Cement, syrup, honeydew.
Melted candy corn. Truly.
Pure caffeine, a Red Bull, and that will, and it's, if it's going to touch the nerves of your asshole, it's going to hit your bloodstream like that. You never want to put vodka in your asshole. I don't speak from experience, but when Corey and I were RAs, they said we have to watch out for that.
The college students were
putting vodka in their asshole.
No, they were
getting
putting
drunk on the drop of a.
They yeah, were putting tampons in vodka, and then they were putting the tampons in their buttholes.
I guess my question is
that the funny thing is, of all the stupid shit we say on this podcast,
that's true. But everything we say is true.
That's a real story from college. We had to have meetings with people being like, well, there's an epidemic. Is it a pandemic? There's a demic.
Oh my God.
And it's vodka.
Demi?
There's a Levotic, it's got tampons and vodka in your butthole. Kids were dying. Don't do it.
Oh my Things you shouldn't put in your asshole. Go.
Easy, cheesy, squeezy.
Oh, my God. A Go-Gurt. I hate Go-Gurt. Well, you want to know why I never had a Go-Gurt frozen? Because my family was fucking poor. And you think they could afford yogurt, let alone in a tube
form? I remember the second thing that's better frozen
okay,
than.
Go. Is it a Crazen?
No.
I feel like it might be.
What are those?
Oh, grapes.
What are those PB&J sandwiches?
Let me tell you.
Uncrustables. Have you had a frozen Uncrustable?
Can I tell you about a story?
That shit is so good.
Once I had a friend over that I met.
Okay.
That I met via social networking app.
Okay.
And he came over to hang out and chill, if you will.
He brought over Uncrustables.
I go, are we in fourth grade?
That's dumb of you because the first time I had Uncrustables was in college.
Well, anyway.
So if any place you should have been, it's in college.
All I'm saying is, Grindr hookups, please don't bring me over a PB&J. Actually,
this is so unlike you. You are so dumb. You like literally tomorrow you're going to be like, well, I had the Grindr date and he didn't bring food. I was in the mood for food.
I was in the mood for food.
And I was like, hey, dude, don't be so crude.
I got to say,
pass the Uncrustable.
If I want an Uncrustable on a date, it's not going to be.
Did you go down on his Uncrustable?
I made his Uncrustable crustable.
Did you trust the crust? Did you?
It was a must.
Did he thrust?
It was a little musty.
Can you just?
Thankfully, after I was done, there was no dust.
Well, I just...
It didn't pust. I wish we had pasta.
Was there a locust?
Uh-huh. Locust?
A locust.
No.
Were there bugs?
Hey,
were there bugs in his Uncrustable?
No, but I did read a book recently, and there was a chapter about this guy getting... What's that called when you flush out everything?
Detox.
No. Colonoscopy.
Sure.
Yeah, Tyra did the first one on national television. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
She got out there.
He did it, and he was talking to his colonoscoper, if you will, and he was like, what's the craziest thing you saw come out of an asshole? And the guy was like, once, huge bugs. What they do is they flush a whole bunch into you, and then you go in the toilet and you flush it all out. He goes, once, bunch of spiders.
No, I don't believe that.
So I'm just like...
You've probably got spiders
here
in
I am. Do that cat scan. It'll be a spider scan.
Of your butthole.
Cork it out. We gotta go. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh my God. I'm sorry for whatever you just listened to. Just kidding. Make sure you subscribe. It's just a simple little click on iTunes.
I asked where people
And also,
find you.
Follow me on Twitter, at Corey Cool. And sometimes I post cool pictures on Instagram, too.
Great. So I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. If you want to find me, please do. Tweet us with the hashtag, Cork That Butthole.
Is that what they're doing?
We haven't done a hashtag in about 8 years.
Is that what the kids are doing?
I hope the kids aren't doing that.
All right. And if you're tweeting it at me, spell it quark with a K.
Send us pictures with that hashtag of things you wouldn't want to find in a butthole.
Yeah, okay.
Like a spider, or perhaps an Uncrustable,
or
Go-Gurt.
Acrylic fingernails.
Oh my God.
Gotta go.
Bye.